Time to move.
Douglas stepped out onto the footbridge. This close to the end, it was several yards wide and provided a nicely stable platform to stand on. Douglas had no problem with it and waved the others out behind him as he continued across. One by one, the others followed. Soon everyone was on the makeshift footbridge, a few feet apart. Anya noted that the rock underfoot had been polished smooth and care had to be taken with each step. Before long, she'd worked out an odd kind of shuffle that moved her along at a decent pace but kept her feet firmly in touch with the bridge for the most part. The group was roughly in the middle of the span when Anya heard something she didn't want to hear. It seemed to be rising up from below them. She slowed, then stopped, peering over the edge into the darkness, trying to see what might be causing the sound. A few feet back, Rue, too, came to a stop.
Careful.
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
That noise.
What's the holdup?
You mean that buzzing sound?
By now, some of the others must have heard it, too. Several of them began looking around, trying to find the source.
Think, Anya, try to remember all the plagues of Egypt, especially plague number 3.
Anya peered into the darkness, trying to see. Something was moving down there. A great cloud of insects erupted out of the darkness, swarming upward. They flashed past, their numbers so thick that they blotted out the light of the headlamp Anya wore and dimmed the powerful hand lanterns Hamilton and Gardner carried. For a moment, Anya was lost in a sea of bugs, the crush of their bodies against her own like a caress, and then they were gone. The living cloud rose swiftly into the darkness high above. Something crawled across her skin. She dipped her head, trying to bring her headlamp to bear on her own body, and in its glow saw a few straggling gnats still making their way across her. She looked for Ephraim ahead of her and then for Rue behind. Seeing them still standing on the bridge was a relief. All of the others seemed to have gotten through the experience intact as well.
Right, that's number 3, a plague of gnats.
Keep moving!
Anya started walking forward once more, following Ephraim. They hadn't taken more than 10 steps before it began again. Anya shivered as she realized that whatever was coming this time was going to be worse. She glanced over the edge of the bridge, wary of overbalancing, and saw a black mass in the darkness below. Something buzzed in front of her face, attracted, no doubt, to the blood still on her skin. Anya shook her head, trying to make it go away.
Damned fly. Flies. Oh, shit! Down! Everybody down! Hug the surface of the bridge and hold on tight!
Ahead of her, she saw Ephraim was already in motion, lowering himself and stretching out his arms, looking for a handhold. A glance behind showed Rue doing the same, and then Anya had no time to worry about anyone but herself. With her hands tied behind her back and the surface of the bridge slick beneath her feet, she had to move slower than everyone else for fear of overbalancing. She bent one leg, lowering herself down on her knee. With one knee down, she concentrated on lowering the other. She finally got herself onto both knees. Now came the hard part. Without hands to catch her, her only option was to fall on her face. Flies were buzzing all around her now, and Anya had only seconds left at best. She couldn't wait any longer.
This is going to hurt.
She was right. She could feel the flies in her hair, on her face, her neck, her hands. After what seemed like an eternity, the cloud of flies at last started moving on. Anya was still covered with them, but there didn't seem to be any more coming up from below, and even those on her body began to take off, following their fellows into the air above like the gnats that had gone before. A few violent shakes of her head removed the ones that had been crawling in her hair and ears.
You all right, Anya?
I'm good. Thank goodness they weren't anything bigger. Anything bigger. Oh, for God's sake, this isn't over yet!